Hey y'all, what's good? Welcome to Wake Up With Love. I am so glad you chose to start your morning with us today. This is a sacred space cultivated with spirit, heart, and purpose designed to support you in becoming the greatest expression of the massive blessing you came into this world to be. So let's get into it. What is good, beautiful people? Welcome to Wake Up With Love. I'm so beautiful and glad you're here with us this morning, this rise and shine. Today we have deep conversations with John Bugno. I'm really excited to be able to bring and explore the revelations is what I'm going to call them, because I believe enlightenment is a daily, is a moment-to-moment experience. Revelation is a daily possibility for us. When we're in deep prayer, I believe that we're able to be revealed truths, understandings, and opportunities are going to be revealed to us when we're walking in step with the divine, with the Most High, with the Creator, with God. So I want you to start out your morning with us, and I want to start my morning with you. And that's why this is a guest call-in. So our number, please save it in your phone so you can lock it in for those moments of inspiration when you want to join us. It's 516-387-1257. 516-387-1257. Remember, please lock that in, because when spirit hits, I want you to just hit that number and call in and get on live with us and really chop it up and bring value and perspective, you know, different perspectives to the show. And it's going to make it so much more beautiful and divine. And so right now we're just waiting for John to sign on, and we will continue this beautiful conversation. We might be having technical difficulties, but we will see. But yo, beautiful people, today we're going to talk about peace. And maybe I'll prime the space, and then John will come in with the fire, and we'll really dig into it. But, you know, today's show is peace is priceless. And one of the things that I've noticed in my work is that peace is overrated, is underrated as a value in our world. And I believe that it's priceless. I believe that I would change, I would give up almost everything that I personally possess to possess more peace. If there was an exchange at a store and I walked in and it was like, hey, you can keep that or you can have more peace, I'd be handing that over quickly if it's not my wife or my children or a human that I love, right? Anything that I own would be given in exchange for more peace, because I understand that peace is like the shocks on a car. It doesn't change the road, but it changed my experience on the road. And so talk about the school of hard knocks. It's like a buffer bubble that really contains us. And we still get to do the highs of joy and laughter. And we still get to dip in the lows of tears and anger and frustration, you know, and concern and fear and those things. But we do the whole spectrum like on a pillow, like we're being covered, ushered through it. Almost like when we know we're walking with Creator, when I know I'm walking with Christ, like there's a peace in that. No matter, it doesn't change what's happening, but it changes how I feel about the happenings. And so today is about protect your peace. Protect your peace. And are you feeling peaceful and really exploring this dynamic in a deep way? I'm going to have to do something with, because he is supposed to be coming in, and I'm not seeing him here. Please hold on one second. Okay. Oh, wow. So John is here, but we can't hear him. Okay. Got you. So then, John, I'm going to take a picture of this, Because it says the guest calling, and I don't know why it's not letting you call in. Beautiful people, we are having technical difficulties, and we are working them in real time. Thank you for joining, sitting and being with us this morning. Once again, the guest calling is 516-387-1257. Please save that in your phone. And I'm going to take a moment and go into the back end. And Betsy Batista is listening, and she says, I have to unmute him. My love, I don't have that as an option on the iPad. But thank you for being with us, baby. Where is it? Hang up and call back in and see if you pop up, because I'm looking at the studio here and there's nobody callers. It's not showing me that you're even here. Oh, wait, before you do that, let me refresh my screen. Oh, okay. Okay, that worked. Hold on 1 second, people.
Hello,
hello. John, you're there.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me? Yes.
I can hear you loud and clear.
I had to refresh. But you were able to catch everything. You were with me the whole time.
I was.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. All right, well, beautiful, John. Professor, as I call you, let me just share again how excited I am for this beginning. Beautiful people listening, whenever I speak with John, there is revelation. And because there's an exploration in our communication. And when we get together and explore together, it pulls up ideas and insights and questionings and things from the ethos. And then we kind of cook it up together. And so I believe John is meant to hold too many words to it right now, because I would love, maybe John, you want to share how it runs for you. But I just wanted to say there's a deep value here, and I'm so appreciative of this moment. And every time you share from years of searching and learning and studying, you open up perspective and you give room for more truth to sit in its rightful place. And in that comes peace. So we're speaking about peace, but we're also introducing you today. So would you like to introduce yourself to the people, John?
Sure. I am a good friend of love. We've been working together for a couple of years now, just working on searching for truth and finding truth in any way possible, and also recognizing that it's a lifelong journey, and we'll always have something else to work on, something else to study, and continuing to empty out that cup and clean it and receive more, and ultimately just finding ways of or finding ways to love God and love people is really, I think, what we've been working on.
Praise God. Yes, yes. And in essence, you know, our being here today and this show on Saturday is a perfect reflection of your Courageous Hearts mission to help each individual express the fullest possibility of their incarnate mission. And so we've been really feeling teaching is one of your masteries. And you've definitely put in your 10,000 hours in study. Yeah. Is that correct? Am I correct on saying that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so now we're beginning the 10,000 hours, or you're already within it, because you already do it on an individual basis all the time. Like every time I speak with you, I feel like I'm sitting with the professor, and that's why I've given that title, you know? the righteous right. kind of professor that pulls from the student's world, you know, that leads the student to a deeper understanding of themselves through inquiry and
right.
debate and talk and learning. So in essence, this is kind of like we've created this for your expression. And so although this is the Wake Up with Love show and I am the host, I'm really listening with you to how this thing is going to feel fulfilling for your 10,000 hours, wherever you are in that 10,000-hour journey. Does that feel aligned for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. So today is peace. Peace is priceless, and we've been chopping it up on that this week. And I kind of dove into a little bit of what I thought about it. You want to speak a little bit, John, about why you feel that way about peace?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think there's different types of peace. You know, people talk about world peace, and, you know, I think anybody that's sane would want to see world peace, you know. And then there's peace in our community, there's peace in our families, but all of those types of peace are external, right, and depend on other people. But I think the peace that really matters the most is the internal type of peace, because without that internal peace, there is no external peace possible. And in fact,
yeah.
I would venture to say that one of the reasons why there's so much turmoil in the world at all levels is because a lot, or if not most, of the individuals have not found the peace within, the peace that, as the Bible would say, passes all understanding. And so that's the kind of peace that I think I'd like to focus on and I'm interested in, because if we don't have that peace first, there's really no point in talking about external peace. And in fact, I think it can become a distraction and probably is a lot of times. People that are really focused on external peace, finding peace without, are most likely, and not, I don't even want to say most likely, but it's possible that they haven't really found that internal peace that passes all understanding. So my interest in is finding that peace within, and then helping others find that peace within. And I mean, that's kind of the focus I would like to take.
That's amazing. You said passes all understanding. Is that a biblical quote, or is that a John?
Yeah, no, that's a biblical quote.
All understanding.
Yeah.
Okay, it sounded like it. Where is that from?
I believe it's talked about in Proverbs. It's also mentioned in the New Testament. I don't have the exact verses at the moment at the top of my head, but it is something that's repeated
yeah.
a few times in the Bible. It surpasseth is kind of the King James way of saying it, surpasseth, or you could say passes or is beyond. You know, I think that may be a more modern way of looking at it. It's a piece that is beyond understanding. So, I mean, we're going to try to talk about it as much as we can, but ultimately ultimately it's a piece that is beyond the ability to put it into words, to express it, to understand it.
Yeah. It's an experience by far. And when you catch yourself experiencing, you feel a very wealthy individual. Like there is a internal wealth I feel when I'm in the state of peace. And especially when my external circumstance doesn't match generating peace, you know? Like those are the richest moments when like this is a perfect moment for overwhelm or fear or doubt, you know? And yet here I am feeling like peaceful, like I'm in the eye of the storm, you know?
That's what I was thinking when you were talking. Yep.
Yeah, that's why I reference like that moment when Christ, and one thing I really want to reference for people that I didn't share about John is that John came into, like he said, my life about a little further. I think it's been more than 2 years now since Curtis got a good friend of mine got married and we met each other. But John has been one of the first people, because I am a Christ-centered individual, a lot of times when I would go to explore and deepen my relationship with Christ, I'd be hit with all this religiosity. I'd be hit with all these firm stances that would really bar me from safely being able to open up and explore how Christ is wanting to work through and with me in my life. And John has been is the first person, and continues to be someone that I can bring anything to, and we can break it down in a way that really leaves me feeling closer to my greatest prayer, is that I am right side by side in good stature, in good faith, and in harmony with the call that Christ has on my life. And so that is definitely going to be a tenor to these conversations. And because we're going to have them in that way, everyone's going to grow. Everyone that's willing for revelation will receive them here, because they're ripples that go out. So I just really want to preface that that will be a strong tenor in these conversations with John on Saturday. And we will go everywhere from that nucleus. How's that sound, John? Is that honoring?
Yeah,
the professor?
Honoring, and I agree. I've had a very long journey with Christ, starting when I was 6 years old. I had an experience that I was surrounded in darkness and seeing whatever it was, spirits, demons, whatever label we put on that. But they were attacking me, and I cried out to my mother.
Wow.
And I have this vivid memory, you know, and I can see the room.
Whoa.
The whole experience. And she came in, and she's a strong Christ follower, always has been. I mean, since I've known her. She started praying with me, and I asked Jesus to come and help me, and whammo, like, that darkness turned to light, and I knew at that point he was real.
Ooh.
And, you know, I went through years of, I grew up in a very fundamental, what we call fundamental, it's called Reformed Baptist, which is about as fundamental Christian as you can possibly get. And I went through... I was in that church until I was about 17, and it was very strict. Church 3 times on Sunday, prayer meetings for an hour and a half on Wednesdays, no sports, no TV, nothing secular on Sundays. And at the time, it was very difficult for me. I had finished reading the Bible by the time I was 12 or 13 from cover to cover, and I had lots of questions that remained unanswered. And I basically became a professional hypocrite for years, where I just pretended like I was there, but you know, when I wasn't there, I was just doing whatever I wanted to do. And that went on all through my teenage years and into the early 20s, and then I really started to search and outside of, I would say, my Christian upbringing, and went through many different religions. Studying, but also even practicing in some cases, went through many different concepts, philosophies, psychologies, and ultimately came back around to the Bible with a completely different understanding of it. And that's where I am now, and of Christ as well, where I realize there are so many people have polluted the message in many cases, and caused much damage, I would say, to the gospel. And the gospel is simply the good news that Jesus came to help us, to save us from an enemy that's out there, that's real. So that, you know, that enemy manifests in the world today. We can see it in all of the horrible things that we see on the news, and sometimes happens to us. I think it's more a focus thing a lot of times. There's so much focus on the negative in the news, but those horrible things do sometimes happen to us as well. So, you know, I've come around with a completely different understanding of what the gospel and the Bible is, and what true faith is, that it's more of a relationship than a religion, although I do still believe religion has a place. And that's something we can maybe talk about at another time. I do believe it has a good, it's necessary, but it's not the, it's more of a bridge than a destination.
Yeah. Well, it's so interesting because as you're speaking, and I spoke of religiosity, what actually I heard for the first time is rigidiosity. Like there's a rigidness mm-hmm. and to religion. And then the caste, like you speak of, is
yeah.
has a purpose and is rigid as hell
yeah.
because it's supposed to help make sure you grow straight. And so there is a time
right.
for that retention, for that tension to be held. And then the moment it's no longer needed is the moment it becomes a disservice because then it blocks, almost like I'm seeing it like the trunk. The trunk needs to grow
yeah.
straight. But if you still that's have right. it on when the branches are trying to begin to unfold, now it's detrimental to the tree to be blocking its ability to find balance. And I love trees
wow.
because every tree is in balance because it's upright. If a tree is not in balance, it falls over. So every tree
that's
is in balance.
That's
so, I just saw that. And you're actually, you know, having real-world experience of religion as your bone, you know, of the caste,
yeah, so
you
I can,
know? And so,
yeah, so I can speak to that, right? the religion, the word means to realign. That's what the word religion actually means. So,
yes.
And it was also the same word used for a caste. And I recently broke my wrist, and so I have a cast on right now. And, man, is it a tough experience. And just I know I can't move it at all. And I can't, it's impossible. I can't take this thing
yeah.
off. It's starting to smell right now. I'm about 3 weeks in and you know, I know I want this thing off, you know? And so,
yeah.
but I know I need it. So
yeah.
I think it's a perfect picture of religion that, you know, there is a absolute purpose in it to realign with God, but if it is left on too long, then the muscles will start and the body will start to atrophy. And I think that's what we've seen.
Yeah.
We've seen,
yeah.
you know, religion taken to atrophy and then things like war and stuff like that will result because, I mean, it's just, it's taking it too far.
Right. Well, here we are. And today's going to be a little different because there's a definitely an introduction, you know. There's a beginning essence. There's a alpha energy to this moment, you know. And I'm so excited to be here. And my prayer, John, is that we go everywhere we're called to go in our time. And then by the end, we can leave people with something to kind of walk with this week and pray with this week. And explore this week so that next time, like, there's value being built in their own relationship, you know, themselves and the
yes.
Most High and God, you know, like that. And that it's so they join the exploration throughout the week because that's the richest part of our conversations is that we take it into our life, you know, and then.
Yes.
We find the value and then it brings us back to each other, you know, because it's like, okay, like I could see that my life is better when John is in it. And therefore I keep our relationship clear and love, you know, and tended
mm-hmm.
to. And so I hope that people, I pray and I believe they will. And remember the call-in number is 516-387-1257. I'm really inviting you to save that number in your phone. On the Wake Up With Love, because when the inspiration hits, I want you to press that button and get inside the conversation and catch it in the moment because we move with spirit, you know, and we want to hear from you. We pick this platform so that people can add their own essence to the conversation and deepen it with us. So what do we have for peace? Has like any practices of peace, any insights around peace? How does someone
sure.
cultivate it? How does someone maintain it? Where can we lead people this week, John?
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
That's a great question. there's a lot of different ways to look at it. I think the first, for me personally, my experience has been that peace and prayer go hand in hand. So I'm not going back to this cast. When I first got it on, I was experiencing some feelings of claustrophobia, which just the fact of not being able to take it off, I think it was, and then worried about, like, what if my hand starts swelling up, and just all these thoughts, right? And so the first two nights I had to pray myself to sleep because I was not in peace, and I'm usually someone who falls asleep very easily and stays asleep throughout the night.
Yeah.
And, man, that was just a really tough experience for me, and just praying and praying. You know, I pray Bible verses frequently. So the Lord has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. I had to just say that over and over and over until I fell asleep, because
yeah.
it was really getting to me. And it was swelling up because it's a long story, but I had to reset it. So I knew it was swelling. And so it was just like a really tough situation for me. And that the only way I could get to that peace was through prayer. So I think it depends on the situation and the intensity of the situation. But for me, that's been a key, is being able to pray and go to prayer. And in some cases, you know, having scriptures, verses memorized that I can go to that help me focus on that peace that passeth all understanding.
Yeah.
So,
yes,
prayer,
you know what that reminds
so that,
me of, John?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, if I could speak into that, because you brought my attention to that movie. I think it was called Dune.
Yeah.
Right? And I watched it, and I remember the mother in the movie, or someone in the movie, I think it was the mother, every time she would get scared, she would say something denouncing fear. But she had it prepared. It was like, fear is an
yeah.
illusion. It is the killer. It is the killer of worlds.
Killer of worlds.
Inside of
yep,
its energy.
That's right.
Something. And then she had the truth. And then she spoke the truth about something
yep.
that brought her back to center. And she had it ready so that when fear rose, she had the antidote memorized. And so you just gave us one. And so if you could repeat that one
yep.
for us, the one, the Bible, what
yes.
is that?
For the Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. That's from 2 Timothy 1:7.
Oh, okay. 2 Timothy. So there's
yeah.
there we go. So we have one now, like, that you can hold for fear, you know? I found that really moving, and I'm glad that you brought it back today, of having that arsenal. Like the antidote to the disease, you know, to the illusion.
That's right.
Like ready to go, like your preparedness. So I don't have to be concerned if fear is going to pop up, because I know I'm really clear on where I go now. And so that's going to be one that I'm going to bring to memory. And then search
Great.
For other, you know, other things. I remember
yes.
being so moved by that movie, because she was in moments that were worthy of fear, you know, if there
that's
was
right.
a time. To be scared, she was in them, and
yeah.
and she would just repeat it and repeat it back to herself as she moved through it, so that she can maintain her authority in the moment, that she didn't relinquish her sovereignty to fear and then make a mistake that worsened the situation, you know, that she had to trust through it. So, yeah, beautiful. And then you were going to go for number two?
I think the other thing is if I'm not experiencing peace, or, you know, I don't know the listeners in what state they're in and where they are in that journey, and they're in their own journey. If you're not experiencing peace, if you haven't found the peace that passeth all understanding, then that's an opportunity to really, to dig deeper. I have my belief strongly in Christ, and I shared earlier
yep.
my experience of encountering him at 6
yep.
and then going on my own journey of searching outside of the Christian faith and then coming back to it with a different perspective. So, I mean, I can, I would always recommend, like, going to the Bible with fresh eyes, especially the New Testament, you know, with a new set of eyes, where it's not, I would say, like, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I think a lot of times people go to history and say, well, look at all these horrible things that were done in the name of Jesus and the religion, and then they throw that baby out with that. And, of course, people took it and abused it because it's powerful. The truth is always powerful.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's my perspective that I would share is, man, go back, look at it and read it with a different set of eyes and meditate and pray and ask God to reveal to you why you're not feeling peace, why you're not able to find the peace that passes all understanding. I think that those two kind of go hand in hand, but that...
I love it because there is the thing about praying ceaselessly. Like, in essence, we should always be in a state of prayer and therefore generating peace through that prayer, you know, through that constant state of reminding ourselves to keep our attention, and as John said, for him and I, that's on Christ and the call on our lives through our faith. And the third one for me I'd love to add in is purpose.
Please.
I personally love Batista believe there's no peace without purpose. We are here on an incarnate mission, and when we are on mission, there is a peace, internal peace, even though we might be walking into the storm. We might be being called to walk into the storm. Internally, there's a solidity that happens that is very peaceful in the knowing that we're doing what we were born to do and that we were willing to say yes, and that we are saying yes, and that revelation will continue to support us in being on purpose. And I like to say there's the GPS of us, and that if we're even an inch off purpose, they start saying, rerouting, trying to get us back on purpose and back into a yes to do what we said we'd come here to do. And so I find when that rerouting silences, because I'm actually on mission, there is a deep purpose to that, a deep peace I find in that. So that's definitely maybe a more revelation than a practice, because there's so many pieces to remembering and coming home to oneself, coming home to their relationship with God, and then really remembering what call on their life is and having that understanding if we are on mission or not. How does that land?
I think that's beautiful. So we have peace, prayer, and purpose kind of form a nice triad.
You know, once we have the Trinity, I know Christ is with me.
Right. It's powerful.
So peace, prayer, and purpose. Is that what it was?
There it is. Yeah, that's beautiful.
There it is, guys. There it is, y'all.
That's powerful.
Play with that this week. Yeah, that was amazing that just got cooked up here. And anything else for today, John?
I feel very fulfilled in being able to share some things in my heart and also learning through this, through sharing. And so thank you. Thank you for having me on today.
Oh, my God. Dude, this is your show. Thank you for
thank you for having me on my own show.
cultivating, right? A platform.
Yes.
And people, once again, the number is 516-387-1257. Save it in your phone. I get the opportunity to call John all week long. This is your opportunity to call in and taste the richness that Christ has given me and a friend like John. And because of our relationship, now you have opportunity to call in and pull from this wealth of knowledge. Like he said, over 20 years of deep study in all of the faiths, all of the traditions, starting, and I didn't know about that story with you at 6 years old, John. I learned something today in this.
Awesome,
I never knew that. So we grew, I'm amazing, and I believe that will continue to happen since we're no longer this is about everyone, you know? These go out now. This goes out to such a network, and my prayer is that this is an opportunity to call your people to you, you know, and continue to explore and grow. I feel so overwhelmingly wealthy right now, and I love you more than words can describe. And beautiful people that joined us are listening. That love is shared with you as well. I hope you join us next Saturday. And please practice your triangle this week, your Trinity, your peace, your prayer, and your purpose. And let us know how this has impacted you. I love you much. All right. Are we good?
All right. That's awesome, man. Thank you.
Here we go. Peace for now. All right, beautiful people. Thank you for listening. If you were moved by what you heard today, you know what to do. Like it, share it, spread the love around. Until next time.